Hello. My name is Katie Berry. Let me tell you a story about my friend Basil. As Basil looked around the playroom, everyone had a friend to play with. Everyone except Basil. He was all alone. Pessimistic Persimmon slid right out of Basil's mouth.
Nobody wants to play with you, kid.
Pessimistic Persimmon announced.
You are what people call a loner. Get used to it.
Basil looked down and started to feel sad. But something kept pouncing around in his head. It was a thought, an idea. It was something he had heard in church. The more he thought about it, the stronger it got. So he kept on thinking it until finally out popped hopeful Huckleberry.
Jesus wants to spend time with you.
Exclaimed hopeful Huckleberry.
And if Jesus wants to spend time with you, why wouldn't other kids want to spend time with you?
It made sense to Basil.
Why don't you go play with those kids instead of waiting for them to come play with you?
What should Basil do? Should he listen to hopeful Huckleberry and go play with the other kids? Or should he just stay all by himself and think nobody likes him? There is a story in the Bible, of some people that brought their children to Jesus so he could pray for them and bless them. The disciples stopped the people and told them Jesus was resting and didn't want to be bothered by the kids. But Jesus heard the disciples and was not very happy with them. He picked up the kids in his arms and blessed each and every one of them, praying that God would use them to bless others. I want God to use me to bless others, thought Basil. And God can't use me to bless others if I'm playing by myself. Basil walked over to the other kids and started to play. He was kind and played nicely, sharing his toys and having fun. So, the next time you start feeling like you are all alone and no one wants to be your friend, remember that Jesus wants to spend time with you. He wants you to be a blessing to others. He wants you to be their friend so you can share God's love. Do you want to bear fruit like hopeful Huckleberry or pessimistic Persimmon? It's your choice. Bye now.